Hello, this is Melissa from Advocates for Snake Preservation, and I'm here today with Dawn Graves, president of the Gila Native Plant Society, to talk about their participation in Give Grandly 2021. Thanks so much for joining us today, Dawn.
Oh, thanks for having me. I really appreciate you doing this for everybody.
Yeah, it's, I know a little bit about a lot of the nonprofits in our area due to working with Give Grandly and with working with some of y'all directly too. This has been fun for me to get to know you a bit better. So, so tell me about the mission of the Gila Native Plant Society.
Well, of course, we're all about native plants. And so education and research and, of course, appreciation of our native plants. We're really, really concerned about the preservation of native plants. There are several rare and endangered species of native plants right here in our area. The Mimbrus figwort is one example. And so we always have to be vigilant. And so we work very closely with other conservation organizations and try to stay on top of what is important for the native plants of our area. We are a chapter, we're the Gila chapter of the Native Plant Society of New Mexico. So it is a statewide group. And so I think the state of New Mexico is very well served as it pertains to native plants. And we're also really interested in landscaping and encouraging people to use native plants in their landscaping projects, in their yards, or community groups in front of a library or something, along the median strips, along the highway. Because the native plants are the ones that are adapted to live in this very interesting climate. And as you well know, we're coming into a really, really dry period. I mean, we're already in drought. And, May and June are really, really dry. July, we get the monsoons. We hope we get the monsoons. And so it's the native plants that do best in this area. If you bring something from another state or something from the east, you're going to be doing a lot of watering. You're probably going to be working with a lot of pests that will find that to be very delicious. So we do a whole variety of things. So anyway, that's sort of in a nutshell, the mission statement.
That's awesome. I love that you guys include in your focus, landscaping with native plants at home, because it seems kind of obvious as you're talking it out, but I think it's something a lot of people don't realize that, yeah, it's, those plants that evolve to live in this interesting, is one word for our climate, are much easier. They just kind of, once established, take care of themselves. Unlike, my personal experience with tomatoes, for instance, which they don't do that at all. So that's great. I experienced this when I used to live and work in Southern Arizona too. I think a lot of people have this idea that native plants, desert plants, it's just so boring. Everything's just kind of green and bland. And that is maybe a barrier to some people and not wanting to use native plants. And I think that one of the things that you do that I'm hoping this will inspire you to mention, where people can see for themselves just how beautiful some of our native plants are.
Well, that was actually a very good lead-in to our Silver Creek Botanical Garden. We have over 100 species, maybe 120, 130 different species of native plants. And it's off of Virginia Street here in Silver City. I say, and I believe it's true, it's the best kept secret in Silver City. The Silver Creek Botanical Garden is free. It's open to the public all year long. And if you have a landscaping project and you're interested in seeing, what do the penstemons look like? What are some of the native trees in our area? You will see all of that, as well as succulents, the cacti, the viney plants. So we really have it all at the Silver Creek Botanical Garden. And it's it's a great showcase for the Gila Native Plant Society.
Yeah, totally. And just a wonderful place to get to know your plant neighbors too. Even if you're not interested in landscaping. So that's great. I mean, what a great thing that we have here. So you've talked a lot about different things that Gila Native Plant Society does here locally in Grant County. Of course, we're just maybe starting to come out of this pandemic that has affected us for about a year now. So how has the Gila Native Plant Society and your work been affected by the pandemic, and how have you responded to those effects?
Well, you know, it just like all the other groups, all of our live programs, evening programs, wildflower hikes, and all of that had to be done virtually. And, you know, we adapted well. We got right on it. And last April, we did our first Zoom. None of us knew how to do it, and we figured it out. And we've had some excellent, excellent Zoom presentations. We've talked about the cacti of our region. We've talked about the ferns. We've talked about lichens. We've talked about how plant species get put on the rare and endangered species list in New Mexico. We've talked about fungi. We've had just a whole range of things. And we have found that the Zoom allows us to sometimes get presenters that we wouldn't normally get, you know, in a live program. So we're considering continuing with some Zoom when it's appropriate. So we didn't lose much. I don't think we lost much steam there at all. As far as our generally in the spring and summer, we do weekend field, I'll call them a field excursion, where we just go out and look at native plants and identify native plants. And we have an expert or two expert. We have some great botanists and other folks who really know their plants. And we just go out. It's great for families. It's great for, if you know nothing about native plants, you're just moving, you've just moved here. All of that is available. But we had to do it virtually. And so we would take a hike, for example, to Meadow Creek and photograph and then do a little video, which is all on our website. I should also mention that in addition to those wildflower excursions that are on our website, we also recorded our Zoom sessions for our regular evening programs. And those are also on our website. So you can go to the website at gilanps.org, gilanps.org, and all of that stuff is on there. So I think Zoom was challenging, but I do believe that it has opened up some new possibilities and ways of reaching people that we weren't reaching before. So silver lining there.
Yeah, totally. That is something that we have noticed as well, that there are some things with in-person talks that have been lost, but yeah, we can reach so many more people by having them online, and like you, by having recordings available so people can get back to those that they missed, which isn't possible with a live in-person presentation. Excellent. We've got our local annual fundraiser, Give Grand Lake. Do you want to talk about how you'll use the funds that you raise at Give Grand Lake this year?
Well, we have a variety of projects. The Gila Native Plant Society has just published the third edition of Jack Carter's Trees and Shrubs of New Mexico. And we had 1,500 copies printed. And obviously there's a cost there. We sell those on our bookstore on our website. We produced a guide called The Beginner's Guide to Planting Native Perennials of the Gila region. And so, you know, there are printing costs there. We just redid our Silver Creek Botanical Garden brochure that people will get at the visitor center or when we do various programs like the Gila Earth Day, Gila River Festival, and other community events where we are out with the public to kind of push and get people out to the Silver Creek Botanical Garden. We've been doing more and more with schools. Of course, the COVID thing is tough. Visitors are not allowed in Silver City schools. So some of our programs with the schools have been suspended a bit. Although we're pushing forward, this Earth Day will be Gila Native Plant Society will be hosting or will be sponsors of a poster project at Stout Elementary School here in Silver City. And those students that choose to participate will be producing posters, and then we'll judge those posters. And there'll be three winners, and they'll each get a beautiful penstemon, the Canyon penstemon, and a copy of their guide. So anyway, so there are costs associated with all of those types of things. So we have a wide variety of projects that the Give Grandly funds, and the Give Grandly, the folks that give to Give Grandly, have been extremely generous to us. And I know that other local nonprofits have said the same thing. And last year we raised record amounts for Give Grandly overall, and I'm hoping to meet or beat that this year.
Me too. We are really lucky to have an event like Give Grandly, both like on the nonprofit side. It's been a great way to get to know other nonprofits and get involved in the community. But also, when I was a new member of the community, it's such a wonderful way to find out in one place about all the amazing work that's being done by all the organizations, including y'all at the Gila Native Plant Society. So once again, this was Melissa from Advocates for Snake Preservation with Donald Graves talking about the Gila Native Plant Society and their participation in Give Grandly 2021. Thanks again for being on here today, Don.
Thanks for having me.